Blog Talk Radio. And we're thinking we bind him up and by saying, brother, Yahdai Israel. Yahweh be with you, they'll see Roy.
Yahweh bless you, say Israel. I'll see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You sound very low unless my microphone is very low there, brother Yahweh Israel. If my microphone ain't very low, you sound very low. So let's try it again, that brother Yahweh Israel. Thinking you are squeezing and bring out that Academy Award voice, and we'll see if we get something going on until we can see our elder bridge and let you know we'll bring this broadcast. Brother Yahweh Israel, that's why I beat you there, see, right? Now, I ain't hearing nothing now. Well, I'm not hearing nothing unless that's my end. Let me see. Let me run up around Detroit, Michigan and see if we heard. Let me run up there around Detroit, Michigan for a minute until we can figure out whether y'all got no sound now. So run around Detroit, Michigan, see if we find the princess out there, Leora. Find Leora out there around Detroit, Michigan, and let's see, his other microphone is geared all up to the broadcast of tape number 41. Princess, our old Israel out of Detroit, Michigan, camp, oh, Yahweh be seen, right?
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, seed royal.
Hallelujah. Well, all right, I do hear you in grand style. Let me check one more time with Brother Yahweh microphone to see if microphone sounding any better. If it's on, we'll see if we swing into the WCC, give us the input that Brother Yahweh ready to go. Let's see. Let's try one more time. Stand by there, Detroit. Brother Yahweh Israel. Yahweh be with you, see right.
God bless you, see Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, that sounds much better. All right, that Detroit just kind of hang by and get them notes ready. And we see that WCC have done something for the microphone, and that's a great thing. But one thing about it, it's clear the phone have been lit. We clear that the curtain hair went up. We clear about that part. But Brother Yahweh Israel, let's see if you squeeze a little. Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if you can get something going on until we get our hand on our elder. Come on.
Look at Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, I got this memo. Sia, have you noticed that around Jamaica, it's a lot of cliches goes on with the term one love, which came from Marcus Garvey, famous speech, one love, and it trickled down to Bob Marley. And they made records and a lot of headway with one love. You know, that's great, a one love. I mean, I'm looking at this memo now. That is great. That's a great thing. But see, here's the point. One love is all good. So I'll tell you what we do. We'll take a look at that after we look at some Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahweh Israel. One more time there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
Look at Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, I just got a memo in, and it's about Bob Marley and Marcus Garvey, the Rastafarians and the Maroons. They says more than anything, one love. All right. Well, one thing about it, let's open up in 11 verse 3 there, Brother Yagdaya, K-41, particular stab at that for a minute, one love. So you can take a little stab at it for a minute, see what we can get out of it, one love. Yeah, I've heard that statement quite a lot, many times, one love. But let's kind of see what the Bible says pertain to that one love. Let's swing down and look at 11 verse 3 of the book of Psalms.
The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3. Psalms chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous Torah instruction keepers do?
Mm-hmm. So if the foundation be destroyed, and what can the righteous people do? Let's swing over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 on that, Brother Yagdai, as well. Let's find out a little something. One love. One love. Let's find out a little something about one love. 12. Pick it up verse 12. Take it down to verse number 20. We look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 20, and we trying to address this memo saying one love. Let's see if we address this memo, one love, by understanding one thing. If your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? One love. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 down to verse 20. Come on.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 12 through 20 reads. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 12. Where the body is one, they have many members. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Yahweh the Son. Verse 13. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether it be Yahweh Judah, Southern Kingdom, or the 10 northern tribes of the northern kingdom, who they were Gentiles, whether be bond or free, have been all made to bring into one spirit. Verse 14. For the body is not one member, but many. Verse 15. As the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 16. And if the ear shall say, because I am not of the eye, but if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17. The whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Verse 18. But now have Yahweh set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it had pleased him. Verse 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? Verse 20. But now are they many members, but yet one body.
Uh-huh. And in St. John chapter 10, verse 16, let's just read to get our point. So what we're finding out now that Yahweh do have it on the one, but it's how you trying to present the one. Let's see, can we run some down about this one in St. John chapter 10, verse 16.
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 16 reads, book of St. John 10, verse 16, And other sheep have I, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
Mm-hmm. So again, we're pointing back to one fold, one shepherd. Now let's start breaking that down a little bit there, Brother Yahya Israel. One fold, one shepherd. And we go on to this one love. Let's run to St. John chapter 14. And look at verse 15, 21, 23, and 24. We're going to see what this, we're going to see can we type, start tying down this one love. Because that is a pretty good cliche, but we have to have more substance to it. Do it mean the one love, is it talking about the Bible, or is it a special group or organization? What is you saying? One love pertains to what? Let's see what the Bible got this one love point toward. St. John chapter 14, verse 15, 21, skip down to verse 23 and 24. Let's see what we're working with there, Brother Yahya Israel. Come on.
Book of
St.
John chapter 15, verse number 14. Verse 21, verse 23, and verse 24 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 15, verse number, St. John, chapter 14, verse number 15, verse 21, 23, and 24 reads, Book of St. John, 14, verse 15, If you love me, keep my Torah instructions. Verse 21, He that have my Torah instructions and keep it, he or she it is that loveth me, and they that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love them, and will manifest myself to them. Verse 23, Therefore the Son answered and said unto him, If a man or woman love me, they will keep my words. My Father will love them, and we will come unto them and make our abode with them. Verse 24, He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. The word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
So, one love is keeping the Torah instruction, verse 5 books. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 7, and skip down to 14 through 16. So, one love is real. It's a great message. But we got to be clear that the one love must be one love pertaining to the Bible, and one love is getting our mighty one to make sure that one love come out of our mouth. It's all about his business. One love. One love. Ephesians 4, 4 down to verse 7, 14, 16. Let's talk about that one love.
Ephesians 4. Verse 4 through 7, 14 through 16.
Sounds great to me.
Look at Ephesians 4, verse 4 through 7, 14 through 16 reads. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 4. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your call. Verse 4, verse 5. One Yahweh, one covenant, one baptism. Verse 6, one Yahweh, and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Verse number 7, unto every one of us is given grace, mercies, according to the measure of the gift of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14, and we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, for by they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Yahweh the Son. Verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact, by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working, to the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edified of itself in love.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15, that last verse again. Give me verse 15 again and that last verse you just got through reading that, brother. Y'all got Israel. So we got this memo in from Jamaica fan Bob Marley and Marcus Garvey and the Rastafarians and the Maroons. They always use a statement called one love. We need to have more clarity on what is the one love they pertain to. Well, all we can tell you, what do the one love of the Bible is pertaining to? We don't know no man's intent, but what we know is what we can read out of the Bible pertaining to one love. We're going to give you the Bible definition of one love. That's what we're going to do. And then you sort out between them, but we're going to be clear to show you what one love is pertaining to the Bible. What's the reading that brother Yahdai is? Give me that verse 15 and that last verse one more time and call them verses out for me.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, verse 16 reads. Ephesians 4, verse 15. To speak the truth in love and grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Yahweh the Son. Verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact. By that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working, the measure of every part, making an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Mm-hmm. So once we line up with the body of Yahweh, one love, then we really can find out one thing. Because see, one thing about it, we want to make sure one thing. That means those that really. In 2 Thessalonians 1:11, in 2 Thessalonians 1:11, they're gonna make up a final statement again about, you know, one love. Because one love, that means that you something. We're gonna read that in a minute. One love, 2 Thessalonians 1:11.
The book of 2 Thessalonians.
Yeah, 1:11.
Book of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse number 11 reads, the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse number 11. First, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 11. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our Yahweh will count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of the covenant with power.
Mm-hmm. So we pray for you always to be good in the covenant with power of Yahweh. And that one love is being good in Yahweh. And we'll precept that to Romans chapter 7, verse 12. And we'll tie that in Romans chapter 7, verse 12. So if the Rastafarians and the Maroons using the one love is bringing everybody to the four-letter man, then that's a great thing. So that's the question got to be asked to them. The next time you hear that cliche about the one love, is the one love pertaining to the Bible, or is the one love pertaining to something else? If it pertains to the Bible, right on. But if it pertains to something else, it might look good, but it's not going to work, because the only thing going to stand is the Bible. The Bible is what's going to stand on the one love. And one love is being good. And guess what being good means? One more time, 7 verse 12 of Romans. Let's see what make you good.
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse number 12 reads, wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous. The Torah instruction is righteous, just, and good.
So that's good. So now that go your one love. Your one love. One love. Now, it's being good. Now let's precept that down to the 19th chapter of Matthew, because a young man made a profound statement. Then we're going to back up and catch it at 17 down to verse 19. He made a profound statement based upon some one love. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 20, the young man went eyeball to eyeball with Yahweh the Son, and he talks about the one love, and he want to know exactly. He got some people want to know, you know, what. So he got some want to know, and all thing the 690 caps can give you is what the Bible says. So let's see what it says in 19, verse 20 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Matthew 19, 20, what it say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse number 20 reads. Matthew 19, 20. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?
So he said, I've kept all these things. What lack I yet? See? And see, you have some Christian on the council come to you and say, well, look, I'm doing all I can on my part. What part is I'm lacking? What difference can I make? What can I do different? They might ask you a question. What can I do different? Because I'm doing all I can. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Then you have to be able to go in the Bible. You don't remember. Let the Bible have a scripture up top and talk behind the scripture. Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 17 down to 19. Now, that's a good question. He said, oh, I'm doing a good thing. I'm doing all I can. What is I'm lacking? Yet. See, that's a good question. Is we prepared to get an answer? We're going to Matthew's and see what we can get out of it by looking at Matthew 19, 17 to 19. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Matthew 19. Verse 17 to 19 reads, Matthew 19, verse 17. He said unto him, I call thou me good. There is none good but one. It is Yahweh the Father. And if thou wilt enter into life, keep the Torah instructions. Verse number 18. He said unto him, which Yahweh the Son said, thou shalt not do murder. I shall not commit adultery. I shall not steal. I shall not bear false witness. Verse 19. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
That's big tough. He said, now you got to love your neighbor as yourself. He said, now, if you want to get some life, he said, now, what you have to make sure you clearly about it, you loving your neighbor as yourself. That's what you do. Now, that's a big statement. Let's run to the 19th chapter of Leviticus and see what that means. By now, you got to look into the mirror and examine yourself. Are you loving your neighbor as yourself? You got to ask yourself that question. Or is you trying to tell your neighbor, you know, I really enjoy taking my foot and losing in your back part. It look better in your back part, deep as it can get. And that's the way you talk. Or is you loving your neighbor? Which one are you doing? You go and see what the Bible say, how you love your neighbor. That we can read. We go on to the 19th chapter. And we'll pick up at verse number 1 there, Brother Yahdai. Matter of fact, read loving your neighbor, 19:1, 2, and 3. Let's see how you start loving your neighbor. Let's see how you start loving your neighbor in Leviticus chapter 19:1, 2, and 3.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3, read. Leviticus 19, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the congregation of the family of Israel, and say unto them, shall be righteous, for I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am righteous. Verse 3, shall fear every man his mother, his father, keep my Shabbat, Sabbath. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
And they also say, verse 15, and we'll keep reading until we get our point down, straight on down to 18. So he said, listen, you want to get in the line of loving your neighbor? Then let's see what we got written He's talking to all Israel. That means all 12 tribes. He said, 12 tribes of Israel, you want to love your neighbor, right? Then we're going to drop 15 and 16 down to verse number 18. Let's see. Let's see how much love you got for your neighbor after we hear 15 down to verse 18. Come on.
The book of Leviticus 19, verse number 15 reads, you shall do no unrighteousness and judge. You shall not respect the person of the poor, nor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shall thou judge thy neighbor. Verse 16, you shall not go up and down as a talebearer among your people, neither shall you stand against the blood of your neighbor. I am Yahweh. Verse 17, you shall not hate your brother, your sister, and your mother. You shall in any way rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon them. Verse 18, you shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the family of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am.
And who are your people again in 19 verse 2? Let's find out. Matter of fact, read 1 and 2. Let's make it plain as who is your people that you're supposed to do this great love in with. 19, 1 and 2. Bring it.
The book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 1. Verse number 2 reads, Leviticus 19, verse 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 2, speak unto the congregation of the family of Israel.
Oh, so that's how you love your neighbor. So your neighbor starts with your family of 12 tribes. That's who you love first. Now tell me how much love you got for your neighbor, which is the 12 tribes of Israel. Did you know that, C-Ray? Did you know that was in the Bible? That the love starts when you love your brothers, which is the 12 tribes of Israel. And in 1 John on the right side of the book there, Brother Yahweh Israel, it talks about some things that we need to hear what it says in the first book of John about that. He talks about that too. And we want to read a little bit of this. So now examine yourself. Is you loving your neighbor? Your neighbor starts with your people, 12 tribes of Israel. And you love them like you love yourself. Is you doing that? Let's see what we want. We want to look at a statement here, Brother Yahweh Israel, but I'm kind of struggling right now. Because he said something pertaining to that great big love in there. And if you really pull that trigger, you can go ahead and pull it. Because he's saying about this love, that how can you say you love me, which you have not seen? And then you're looking right at your brother, and you got your eyes in the corner. Can you, that's enough to work with that, Brother Yahweh Israel. I tell you what I do. I get warmed up for here, but in the same token I've been looking for, but I just get warmed up in 1, 8 through 10, 1 John 1, 8 through 10, just to get me warmed up. But we're looking for where it says, how can you say that you love me, which you haven't seen, but your brother that you do see, we're taking it after I get warmed up in 1, 8 through 10. Come on.
The book of 1 John chapter 1, verse number 8 through 10 reads, book of 1 John chapter 1, verse number 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Torah break it. Verse 10. We say that we have not sinned. We make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Now, give me my hammer, bro, Yah Israel. Give me my hammer that I'm looking for. Like I said, getting out a piece of book, I don't even see where it's at, but we know it's close by. So go on, get in our hammer about all this great love then that you got. You know, one love. Okay, one love. Okay, good. What are we working with that, brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
The book of 1 John 4, verse number 18 reads, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse number 19. We love him because he first loved us. Verse 20. If a man say, I love Yahweh, and hated his brother and sister, he is a liar. But he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love Yahweh, whom he hath not seen? Verse 21. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yahweh loveth his brother also.
And we read his brother is the 12 tribes of Israel. So how can you say you got this great big love in, but you always talking about a high foot, you want to lose your foot, especially to the old seer. I like to just take my foot and just lose it. You know, I don't see nothing but my kneecap. I said, what other part your feet going to be at? Ready inside your back part. I said, that's not a nice thing to tell the old seer. It's not a nice thing to say. That's how you want to roll. I understand. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2 through 4. Let me get a little bit more in there. Then we off and running. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2 down to verse 4. See, that's not good to have them kind of thoughts in your head. But they got some kind of thoughts in their head. So that's not the thoughts of Yahweh. That's the thoughts of the other guy. And that's what's in your head and that's what's on your mind, because remember one thing. If you don't hear nothing from the seer or the six anointed camp, do you understand what's written over here in Acts chapter 11, verse number 14? Do you know what's written in the Bible? By letting your spirit get in the way, do you know what's written in the Bible in Acts chapter 11, verse 14? What it say?
The book of Acts chapter 11, verse number 14 reads, book of Acts chapter 11, verse number 14. Who shall tell you words about you and all your family shall be saved?
So if you got us incapacitated where we cannot give you words, don't you know that the saving is will be for us east, meets the west for you? Let's precept that's 10:33. Let's get a precept on that 10:33, the book of Acts. So understand one thing. The six anointed campuses all the world got. Sooner or later they're gonna come to understand that. If the six anointed camps do not give you words, you cannot be saved. It is right there. Look what it says over here in verse 33.
Book of Acts 10, verse 33 reads, immediately, therefore I sent to thee, that I have well done that thou art come. And therefore therefore are we all here present before Yahweh to hear all things that are commanded you of Yahweh.
He said now that he's saying the way that he took the lead, but no, sometimes you said things that if you examine it, it ain't like that. No, you was told this in the 10th chapter, verse 5 and 6. You was told exactly what to do after you did your part. See, now when you're doing your part, then Yahweh will tell you what's next. See, now if we're going to go back and pull that up and show you one thing. When things start happening right for you up under Yahweh, that means you're doing your part. Let's see what will activate Yahweh to have one of the six anointed camps to be all ears when you speak. There's certain things you got to do that we can read. Let's see what's got in the 10th chapter, verse 2, down to verse 6. Let's see what we can read that got that will kick Yahweh in to start looking for the six anointed camps. You got one coming your way. Let's see what we can read. How you got to be. Acts 10, 2, down to verse number 6. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Acts chapter 10, verse number 2 through 6 reads. Book of Acts chapter 10, verse number 2. A devout man, one that feared Yahweh with all his family, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to Yahweh always.
Hold that point. You said you got to be a devout man or you got to be a devout woman. You got to be devout first. First of all, you got to be devout. And you got to be praying to Yahweh always. And you got to fear Yahweh. And you got to make sure you're paying your tithes, free will offering, and donations. Land, school, and banquet hall. Now you got all that going for you. So you, like you said, what like I yet? You got to examine yourself. If you're doing all that, you're paying your tithes, free will offering, donation. You part of trying to get the land, school, and banquet hall ready to get up and going. Then he said, what like I yet? Okay, he's telling you now. Are you paying your tithes, free will offering, donation? Is he saying anything about the land, school, and banquet hall? He said, yeah, I'm doing all that. Then let's see what happens next. Next verse, come on.
The book of Acts chapter 10, verse number 3. He saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day. Minister Spirit of Yahweh coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. Verse number 4. When he looked on him, he was afraid to say, what is it, Yahweh? And he said unto him, your prayer and your alms come up for a memorial before Yahweh. Verse 5. Now send me into Joppa. Call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Verse 6. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell you what you ought to do.
Is that nice? Is that plain? That's plain and that's nice. So now if you examine yourself, now, if you doing all that good stuff right there, then look for Yahweh to kick in. Because see, Yahweh is not kicking in until you kick in. Now, once you kick in, Yahweh kick in. And guess what he be telling you all the way, because you're doing 26 verse 3. See, if you're doing 26 verse 3, and you praying to Yahweh, and you fear your Yahweh, and you doing a 26 verse 3 of Isaiah, then you're supposed to look for better days to come. But you got to make sure you examine yourself. Do you fall in that line? Because then Yahweh will kick in at 26 verse 3. He'll say something to you. Okay, what do you say in 26 verse 3? Well, that's Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah
26.
Verse number 3 reads, Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. Thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because they trust in you.
Mm-hmm. And help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can I get a little 10 down to verse 13 to, tie in with that? Verse 10 down to verse 13. See, can we tie that in? 10 down to verse 13. Let's try to tie that in there. Come on.
Book of Isaiah chapter 26. Verse number 10 to 13 reads. Isaiah 26. Verse number 10. That favor be showed to the wicked. And will he not learn righteousness? In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly. And would not behold the majesty of Yahweh. Verse 11.
Hold that point. Hold that point there for a minute. Bro. Back up to verse 9. Why is he saying that? Back up to verse 9 on there, Bro Yahdai Israel. He said, if you show favor to the wicked, they'll still won't do right. You can treat the wicked right, and they still won't do right. And they'll still say, well, I got something that I want to bring to the table. That's wicked. That's not protocol. You gotta have big ears and a little mouth. But the wicked will say, oh, I got something to bring to the table. So you can do good to the wicked, and the wicked still won't do right. See that? Now back to verse 9. Let's talk on that for just a second. Verse 9.
The book of Isaiah 26, verse number 9 reads, with my soul have I desired thee in the night, and with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgment are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn the Torah.
See, you got to learn Torah instructions, and that being obedient to the rules and regulations of Thus Says Yahweh. Now, if you got all that going for you, you look for Yahweh to, if there's no accident, then one of the six anointed camps members will some kind of way stumble and tell you and be able to show you a little bit more to what you need to know. Now we understand that, but sometimes when you show favor to the wicked, you say now the wicked can be the closest one to you. And when you show favor to them, and they always got a comeback. So you got to watch that shit. You know you're trying to show them the right way, and they always got a comeback. You ain't got to always have a comeback when something is said to you. Take heed what's said to you. Hold back your comeback. Be surprised how Yahweh likes that when you hold back your comeback. Skip down to verse 11, 9, and 13. What does it say?
Verse number 11. When your right hand is lifted up. When your hand is lifted up, they will not see. They shall see and be ashamed. For their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemy shall devour them. Verse 12. Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us. Thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Verse 13. O Yahweh, Yahweh.
13.
Others. Verse 13.
Verse 13.
O Yahweh, Yahweh. Other Yahwehs beside thee have had dominion over us. About thee only will we make mention of your name.
Mm-hmm. So we know the world got dominion over us, but see, but he trying to tell you something. If you want me to get in where you fit in at and get in my righteousness, just hold on to what you got and make sure you remember all these right here. Because one day the wicked time's going to run out. You just got to make sure you plan your role right, because it's written the wicked time's going to run out on the wicked. And now let's run over to, let's get a little bit more on what like I yet. What like I yet. Because some things we got to make sure we clear about on this one love. In Exodus 23, verse 13, let me show you what a one love started. Exodus 23, 13. Now we're talking about one love. This one love is keeping Torah instructions. And let me show you what he started off in Exodus 23, 13. What do you say?
The book of Exodus 23, verse number 13 reads, book of Exodus chapter 23, verse 13. In all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect. Make no mention of the name of the false Yahwehs. You don't let it be heard out of your mouth.
He said, now, the one way to keep me in tight with you, any other name that you use, make sure it's the name of, that's my name, not the name that man gave to you. Make sure the name that you use is the name that I gave to you. And the name and name that I gave to you, it says in Acts 4:12. This was the name that I gave to you, and this is what you got coming if you apply the name that I gave to you. Acts 4:12 says what?
Book of Acts chapter 4, verse number 12 reads, Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, neither there salvation in any other, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
So we're talking about salvation and being saved. It ain't but one name gonna get you salvation and being saved. And that verse was pulled in 116 verse 13. We need to know about what is the one name, the one love that'll get you salvation and being saved. It'll get you saved and salvation, or salvation being saved. One name. We got to find out what is the one name that we can read. We're going to 116:13 on the one name that can get you on the road of being saved, get you on the road for salvation, but we got to make sure we can read it. What it says in 116 verse 13 of Psalms.
The book of Psalms 116, verse 13 reads, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. How many letters is the name you got to call upon that we can read?
Four letters. YHWH.
Let's run to Leviticus and we'll stay out in the heavenly tavern. Let's see, is it a purity to overlook that? Is it a penalty on it that we can read by overlooking the one name? Is it something we can read as a penalty of it by going to Leviticus 24, verse 1, then skip down to 13, verse 16? Let's see, is there any penalty to go with the cliche of man or woman about the one name? Let's see, you got anything written that we can read in Leviticus 24, verse 1, then skip down to 13 through 16. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 1, verse number 13 through 16 reads. Book of Leviticus 24, verse 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 13. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 14, bring forth him that have cursed without the camp. Let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head. Let all the congregation stone him. Verse 15, thou shalt speak unto the family of Israel, saying, whosoever curses his Yahweh shall bear his sin. Verse 16, he is she that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, they shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall certainly stone them, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land. When they blaspheme the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death.
How many letters is that Yahweh?
Four letters. YHWH.
So let's find out who's supposed to hear this kind of message and get busy with it. Once they hear it in writing by going to 2 Chronicles 16. And we look at verse 12 down to verse 15. Let's see, when a message like this goes out, who's supposed to have more than special ears to hear this? Let's see what we can read in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 12 down to verse 15. What can we read on that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
Book of 2 Chronicles 16. Verse number 12 through 15 reads. Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 16. Verse number 12 reads. 2 Chronicles 16, verse number 12. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 12. And Asa in the 39th year of his reign, with disease in his feet. His disease was exceeding great. It in his disease.
Yeah, hold that point up there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I think we're kind of, jump up there and let me try a little peek because that ain't getting out the gate. Like I wanted to get out the gate there, brother. I got to get back and get me a little juice in the book. So I tried it in 15. Bag up to make it 15. And let me write that down. 15, verse 12, down to verse 16. No, 15, 12 down to verse 15. Second Chronicles chapter 15, 12 down to verse 15. Let's take it that way, brother. Y'all die, Israel. Come on.
Book of 2 Chronicles 15, verse 12 through 15 reads. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 12. They entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh. Yahweh of their fathers with all their mind, with all their strength. Verse 13. And whosoever would not seek Yahweh of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Verse 14. They swear unto Yahweh with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. Verse 15. And all Yahweh Judah rejoiced at the yoke, for they have sworn with all their mind, starting with their whole desire, he was found for them, and Yahweh gave them rest round about.
See that? So here it is, Yahweh Judah. If you know that you from the tribe of Yahweh Judah, when you hear these messages, you don't worry about who to your left, who to your right. If you won't rest roundabout, then you step out there if you know you're from the lead tribe and can prove it. And then what you got to do is 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. Because what you're looking for is that rest, right? That rest. You want that rest? Then when you hear the message, as if you're from the tribe of Yahweh Judah, you can't look around at any other tribe. You got to take that lead role yourself for your rest. Let's see what it says in 2 Chronicles 17, verse 9 and 10. Let's see if anybody hear that and who heard it first. Come on.
Book of 2 Chronicles 17, verse 9, and verse number 10 reads. 2 Chronicles 17, verse 9. They taught in Yahweh Judah and had the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh with them. Went about throughout all the cities of Yahweh Judah and taught the people. Verse 10. The fear of Yahweh fell upon all the kingdom of the land that were round about Yahweh Judah. So they that made no war against Jehoshaphat.
You see that? So when you take your lead role, Yahweh kicks in. He'll give you rest as long as you're keeping him first and you talk. And you talk in Yahweh Judah. That means that you understand that you must teach your people first. You just can't be genuine jumping all over the place. Make sure your people's tribe of Yahweh Judah, make sure they got the information. Because that's the reason why Yahweh Judah got some second book. Well, now Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. See, this right here really applies to Yahweh Judah. 2, 6, and 7 of Zechariah. See, you know, a lot of times people think that they in a place because they by chance got there. No, see, right. Everything been orchestrated by the Almighty, so you where you're supposed to be at. But now, once you recognize your position of being there, and that's when the game changer is going to come. Because Yahweh been done his hand, made this move already. 2 verse 6 and 7, listen to this real good.
Because Zechariah 2,
mm-hmm.
verse 6, verse 7 reads, Zechariah 2, verse 6, Ho, come forth. Flee from the land of the north, save Yahweh. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, save Yahweh. Verse 7. Deliver yourself, O Yahweh Judah, that dwelleth with the daughters of Babylon.
You got to deliver yourself. So there's no need you picking and boycotting and marching and being a backbiter and a murmur and complaining. You got to deliver yourself. And you know how you deliver yourself? By grabbing that book grabbing that book in your hand and letting Yahuwah give you the increase on how to use this book and Yahuwah advantage for you. See? That's the game changer. So you in every nation upon the sun, as a matter of fact, and you there for one reason, 11 verse 9 of Isaiah. Now, I'm show you why you're there. We're going to show you why you're there in every nation upon the sun. We're going to read why you in every nation upon the sun. Know what we're going to do? We're going to read it. Yahuwah Judah. Guess what? It's the reason you in every nation upon the sun. You know what we're going to do? We're going to read it. We'll read it right out of Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 9. Let's see what it says.
The book of Isaiah 11, verse number 9 reads, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my righteous mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahuwah as the waters cover the sea."
You see that? The reason why you and every nation upon the sun is for the knowledge of Yahuwah to be presented by you. He said, now, that's the reason you're there. Let's precept that to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. He said, you know why the reason you and every nation upon the sun, Yahuwah Judah, everywhere you there, you and everybody's tribe, you and all of the 11 tribes that's in America, and you and all of the 11 tribes that's over there in the land of Ham called Africa. You and all of them tribes, you on both sides of it for one reason, to start waking them up in the name and this program. So you don't know, one people is in every nation, Yahuwah Judah, to wake them up and start giving them the name. Now, Becca pulled that verse in 2, verse 14. Let's see, did he make any alteration on it in Habakkuk 2, verse 14?
The book of Habakkuk 2, verse number 14 reads, Habakkuk 2, verse 14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the greatness of Yahuwah, as the waters cover the sea."
Then what's going to happen then that we can read in the 24th chapter 12 through 14? Because we know one thing, this thing going to get worse and worse. But look what Yahuwah is saying. Now once his name and his program is everywhere that man is at, because Yahuwah Judah, the fourth son of Israel, is there. And once he wake up and introduce them four letters to them, and they adopted them four letters, then what, like I yet, when we read in 1920 of Matthew, this is what happens once that part is accomplished. We're going to Matthew 24, 12 down to verse 14, what it says. Matthew 24, 12 down to verse 14, Brother Yahuwah Israel, see you right.
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 12 to 14 reads, Matthew chapter 24, verse number 12, "Because sin, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Verse 13, "For you she that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 14, "This covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come."
And then the end gonna come. Once this covenant is taught to all the world, what's gonna be said? The four-letter name. YHWH. It was already laid in the heavenly tablets in 6 verse 4 of Deuteronomy. It was already laid in the heavenly tablets of the first 5 books. Very important to understand one thing. The four-letter man must be taught throughout all the world. Then the end going to be. Because it was already rehearsed in Deuteronomy 6 verse 4. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy 6 verse 4.
Book of Deuteronomy 6, verse number 4 reads, "O Israel, Yahweh, Yahweh is one. Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Hear, O Israel. You see how he's talking? Hear, O Israel. Our Yahweh is one Yahweh. So you hear that, O Israel? O Israel, do you hear that? Our Yahweh is one Yahweh. So that's the message you got to tell those. Hear, O Israel. Our Yahweh is one Yahweh. Let's go to the 12th chapter of the book of Mark and let's get a precept on that. He come in the body and he made that same statement in the body. He came in the body and he dropped that down, Brother Yahweh Israel, around my Mark 12, around about 30. I think he dropped that thing again himself. Just as we read it, making Mark 12:29. You know, he dropped that. We just got through him out of the heavenly tablets. He don't change nothing, see, right? So he come on the right side of the book. He going to drop that down in 12:29. Let's see if he changed any alteration from 6 verse 4. What did he say? Mark 12:29.
The book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29 reads, Yahweh the Son answered him, first of all the Torah instructions is, hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one, Yahweh.
So the first thing you're supposed to be able to teach them in a Bible study class, the first thing we have to do, you have to get the name right, see right. So the first thing when you land the foundation fixing on the caps, we know what that name they're going to be using. They're going to be using the Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, all the names. Suck it up on that, but you got to figure out a way to get it in to understand one thing. We got to call on one name and what it's going to be. Let's find what the Bible say and historical records tell you about the one name. Once we get the one name right, because we know when it's all said and done in Zechariah 14, verse 9, we clear what's said when it's all said and done. That's how it's going to be. And let's read that in Zechariah 14, verse 9. So we got to figure out one thing. The conversation can go any way you want to go with it. But when it's all said and done, the one name got to be there. Let's read. When it's all said and done, we can read the one name. In 14 verse 9. What does it say in 14 verse 9 there, Brother Yahweh Israel, on the book of Zechariah?
Zechariah 14 verse number 9 reads, Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall be one Yahweh, and his name is one.
His name one. So when it's all said and done, his name going to be one. The four letters, YHWH, when it's all said and done. Let's go to the end time prophecy and take a look at something that we kind of come around and kind of sneak that in at Brother Yahweh Israel. Hope we can sneak it in real quick. Come back to that 15 verse 3. Let's run right back to that 15 verse 3. Or the book of Revelation. Let's see, can we swing around and tap back in on that 15 verse 3. We got to be clear who's doing what and when. 15 verse 3, end time prophecy of Revelation, what it say?
Book of Revelation 15 verse number 3 reads, they sang the song of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your work, Yahweh, Yahweh Almighty. Just and true are your ways, you King of the 12 tribes of Israel, saints.
That's big talk. Wait a minute. He got a lot of things to work with that in there, Brother Yahweh Israel. You said it's this King of the saints. He's King of all Israel. That's big talk there. But he also called something else in there, Brother Yahshua Israel. What else he called in that verse 15? I mean, that 15 verse 3. You got a whole lot of good stuff up in there. What else can we look at again that he called?
The Son of the Lamb.
The Lamb?
The Almighty. Just.
You mean the Lamb is the Almighty? The Lamb is the Almighty. The Lamb is the Almighty. And the Lamb is the King of the tribes of Israel too? That big talk, yeah. You mean all that in verse 15? Oh, Yahshua Israel. You mean all that is in verse 15? Hear me out this, Brother Yahshua Israel. Is all that in verse 15? The Lamb, the Almighty, and the King. You telling me all that is in verse 15, verse 3?
That's correct.
Hallelujah. Well, we got to see what we can do with that then. We got to find out then if this Lamb is the Almighty, if the King is the Almighty, and the Almighty is the Almighty of, what is the Almighty of that we can read? He's the Almighty of who? Back up to the 17th chapter. Son, who is this? What's he the Almighty of? And 17 verse 1. Get me out there, bro. Yeah, let's go all the way back to the 17th chapter of Genesis. And you try to tell me that his name is one, this Almighty in 17 verse 1. Can you help me out 17 verse 1 and 2 of Genesis? Way back to Genesis. 17, 1 and 2, what it say?
Book of Genesis 17, verse 1, verse number 2 reads. Book of Genesis 17, verse 1. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty Yahweh. Well, before me, be you perfect. Verse 2. I will make my covenant between me and you. It will multiply you exceedingly.
My. So if I go back to the 18th chapter, or as I'm going forward, so he's saying, I am the Almighty Yahweh. There he says. So let's go to the 18th chapter and pick up verse 1. The 18th chapter, verse 1. What does it say? Genesis.
Look at Genesis 18. Verse number 1 reads, and Yahweh appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. He sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
And what happened next?
Verse number 2. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Verse number 3.
Good. So Yahweh came, and we just got through reading that Abraham done what in verse 2?
And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground.
You said Abraham looked and he saw them. He saw three men and one was Yahweh. He said, Abraham looked and he saw it. Let's go to 537 of St. John. Let's see what it says in verse 37 and 39. Let's see what we can read in St. John chapter 5, 37 and 39.
The book of St. John chapter 5, number 37, verse 39 reads, St. John 5, verse 37, and the Father himself which hath sent me, have borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Verse number 39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me.
My. You mean all these degrees they got and they can't find this guy here, and this guy letting you know if you search the scriptures, that's talking about me because you ain't seen the Father at any time. You mean all this is in this book? It's just like that. And Abraham saw me. Huh? Abraham saw me, looked up his eyes and saw me. That's what he say. Let's go to the 8th chapter, pick up verse 54 of St. John, when he going to rehearse this right to that. And it's a conversation going on, and let's see how they take it. And let's see what they did even down to verse 59. Let's see what they did when this conversation right here, when he rehearsed this conversation to the descendants of Esau, because they had the power to be. And he rehearsed this conversation to them, or what we just got to read. Let's see how did they take that conversation? By going to the 8th chapter, pick at verse 54 down to verse 59 of St. John. What did it say there, Brother Yahda Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 8, verse number 54 to 59 reads. St. John chapter 8, verse number 54. Look at St. John 8, verse 54. Yahweh the Son answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say, he is your Yahweh. Verse 55. You have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him and keep his saying. Verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Verse 57, and it said, Yahdajuth, southern kingdom unto him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Verse 58, Yahweh the Son said unto him, truly, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Verse 59. Then took they up stone to cast at him. But Yahweh the Son hid himself, went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
You mean they gonna stone inside the temple? You see what they do, buddy? They got so upset with Yahweh the Son, they forgot that they was full of all of the Israelites of the southern kingdom and northern kingdom, that's the one that was there. They want to stone him inside the worship place. What he said. Now the back up, he said, Abraham saw me, he was glad. Back up again, where you at that, Brother Yahweh Israel? What verse is that again? Well, he looked at my eyeball to eyeball and say, you know, Abraham saw me. He saw it. What verse is that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Verse number 58, verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad.
Now, back up to 18 chapter, verse 2. See, let me tell you something. Once you get the right spirit on you, you'll be able to paint the picture. And you won't be fumbling all around. We know when you got it. Listen on the camera. We know when you had it. Because you'll go with the flow. You remember this lesson was based upon what Jamaica wrote about this memo, Bob Marley, Marcus Garvey, and the Rasta Pararians and the Maroons. They love to say, one love. And we're going to take care of that one love. Now we are. Slid around and take ass more things along the way. See, that one love is, you understand, the one love is this book. That's the one love. You put nothing above the book. That's the one love. You got the one love? Guess what? You got Yahweh's attention. We found that out even with Cornelius from the northern kingdom. He was doing all the right things, and all of a sudden, Yahweh sent one love down to him too. Then told him what he had to do. And the same thing we tell in the world, what you got to do, what you can read. Now, if you can show me something different, then show it to us. But we were taught you what you got to do, and we all read together. What's the reading now, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of St. John 18, verse number 2.
No, not St. John. No, Genesis. Genesis. Now, we just got to read, Nate, verse 50, whatever you said, 50, whatever. He said, Abraham was glad to see my day, and he saw it. He seen it, and he saw it. I said, we're going to precept that back to Genesis 18, verse 2, and let's see, can we bear witness to what he just said. Verse 1 and 2. 18, 1
and 2. Genesis 18, verse 1, verse number 2. Look at Genesis 18, verse 1. Yahweh appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. He said, in the tent door, in the heat of the day. Verse 2. He lifted up his eyes and looked, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door. Bowed himself toward the ground.
Mm-hmm. So what Yahweh did he see? So we can put it in, we can insert it in right there and class in the comment section on the account. He was looking right at Yahweh the Son. But if you can't get to the other verses to take care of the business, don't touch that. So that's what he was looking at. He was looking at Yahweh the Son come at him, and he told those of the religious set, hey, look here, he was glad to see my day. He said, you ain't yet 50 years old, where you think? He said, yeah, so he was, I am. They got so excited, they was ready to stone him inside the temple of Yahweh. So you see that thing right here? So when you start dropping this word down right, don't look to get no pass on the back. Like they tell old Seer, you know, see, you know, my leg look real good. If all of it is missing in your back part. I said, why would you want to do all that to old Seer? He said, that's how I feel. But see, that's not the right spirit to feel like that. Because I keep telling you, if we don't say K enough, then you ain't got nothing coming. And we don't read that too. So it's up to you. It's up to those that got ear to hear. Understand one thing. It's a ministry that is known all over the known world. Called Voices of the True Israelite, the Six Anointed Camps. We got the message that can get you out of what you're in. And on the right perspective. Now, WCC, now you start wrapping up, man. All right, dear. We got your point across again. We don't want to cut you off again like we done you last night. Well, it is your radio station. You do what you want to do, but we're going to have to say it the way you give it to us, period. Now, so what like we to do there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's see, can we cover another little base real quick on something? That we got to understand something. We got to turn to this one love. And this one love is the YHWH man. Now, I got to bring in something. Let's go to Numbers chapter 6. I got to bring in something. I'm seeing I tie this in real quick so we clear. No, we ain't got the king yet. Let's come back. Remember, we got, let's go back and get the lamb. Let's go to the 14th, the 6th chapter and get this lamb. But you be clear about who gonna be clear who gonna get you. We're going to 6:14. Let's find out who gonna get you when it's all said and done. Well, you know, I don't like the Bible because the Bible is so mean. But we're gonna show you something who gonna get you. We're going to 6:14 down to verse 17. We're gonna be clear about it. But you can be clear. 6 and on the caps. Exactly who gonna do what. And you have no surprise. Who gonna do that before you bring that in? Give me 129 and 36 of St. John. Get me warmed up. 129 and 36. St. John 129 and 36. We'll get warmed up right there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of St. John 1, 29, verse 36 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 1. St. John, chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Yahweh the Son coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh the Father, which taketh away the sins of the world. Verse 36. Looking upon Yahweh the Son as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh the Father.
Yeah. So there go y'all with it. Now let me go on to 6:14 and read the end time prophecy of this conversation. So now we know who the Lamb is. The Lamb is Yahweh the Son. 6:14 down to verse 17, end time prophecy. Listen good.
Book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 14 through 17 reads. Revelation 6, verse 14. The heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. Every mountain and island were moved out of their place. Verse 15. The kings of the earth, the great men, rich men, chief captains, mighty men, every bond man, every free man, hid themselves in the den and in the rocks of the mountains. Verse 16, said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. Verse 17, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand?
The great day of his wrath has come. And so who going to put the wrath on you, see, right? Who going to get you? Yahweh the Son. So now you're clear who going to get you. When it's all said and done, who going to get you? Ain't going to get you good. Going to be Yahweh the Son is going to get you. He's going to get you, see, right? So now you're clear about who going to get you. The wrath will come from the Lamb. That's the one going to get you. And what does the Lamb say in 15:24 Matthew? The Lamb made a statement in Matthew 15:24. And what did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Matthew 15:24. What did the Lamb say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24 reads. Matthew 15, verse number 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
So the Lamb says, my first duty, I'm not sent to the world. I'm sent to the lost sheep of the family of Israel. So the one I got to jump start first. It is, and then he made it plain, because the woman had a mouth going real big, and he told that woman something over there in 4:22. Let me tell that woman, read verse 21, make it sound good. See, a woman had her big mouth going. And then he looked right at that woman and said in 4:21, and said what? And 22. Look what he said here that we can read. St. John, chapter 4, 21 and 22.
The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 21, verse 22 reads. St. John, chapter 4, verse 21. Yahweh the Son said unto her, woman, believe me, Yahweh cometh. When you shall neither in this mountain, yet in the southern kingdom, worship the Father. Verse 22. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of Yahdah Jew.
Mm-hmm. So she had her mouth gone. It's a woman, you don't even know what you worship. You look at it. It's a, you don't know what you worship. He said, if you don't get some salvation, it got to come from Southern King. That he told her. So now, listen, hold your mouth down, because if salvation is going to come to anyone, you must get it from Southern King. And that what he just said right there. See that? So one thing about it, you got to recognize when a person talking, they're just talking loud. Because one thing we know clearly, that in the salvation going to be passed out. It got to be passed out from Southern Kingdom. Read that verse one more time, that brother y'all got in, man. One more time to be clear for the world to be clear. If salvation going to be passed out, this will got to pass it out until he comes. Here it is right here. Bring it. Verse 22.
Book of St. John 4, verse 22. You worship. You know not what. You know what we worship. For salvation is of Yahdah Judah.
You see that? So we got to be clear. And he pulled that verse coming out of 49, verse 8 through 12. He pulled that verse. That verse was pulled. See, that verse will pull back in Genesis 49, 8 down to verse 12. Now watch. Watch, they had the same flavor, how it's going to work. So understand one thing. You can get all the madness at the Six Anointed Camp if you want. But if you receive salvation, it must come from the Six Anointed Camp of voices of the true Israelites. We just got through reading that. Salvation starts with Yahdah Judah. Now, who you know anywhere around the world use the one name with fringes on, and teach one love of Bill says Yahweh besides the Six Anointed Camp. What's their name? What can I tune in and listen to on that? They teaching the YHWH name, and they wearing royal blue gown with fringes on it. What's their name? Tell me, WCC, since you saying you know something. Who you know, WCC? You gonna think about it and get back with me later. Okay, good. You do that. Well, you read that, Brother Yahdah Israel, 49, 8 down to verse 12. Let's see what it says. Of Genesis.
The book of Genesis, 49, number 8 through 12 reads. Genesis 49, verse number 8. Yahdah Judah, you are he whom your brother shall praise. Your hand shall be at the neck of your enemies. Your father's family shall bow down before you. Verse number 9. Yahdah Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey, my son. You are gone up, he stooped down, couched as a lion and as an old lion. You shall rouse him up. Verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Yahdah Judah, nor a Torah instruction giver from between his feet. To Yahweh the Son come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
We'll leave it right there. We'll leave it right there. That's plain enough. That's plain enough right there. That means Yahdah Judah must have his words until he returns. None of the other 11 tribes supposed to have a mouth going unless it's instructed by Yahdah Judah. They supposed to have the word to tell you what he's saying until he come back. So how long do Yahdah Judah stays in that number one driver's seat? Until Yahweh the Son comes. It's right there. So Moses talked about it in 33 verse 7. Moses made it plain in 33 verse 7. And then we're going to precept that and talk about something. See, Moses just wasn't talking that talk. We're going to tell you, we're going to show you something in a minute after we get this on the table. 33, verse number 7. So then we're going to precept that, Brother Yahdah Israel. They're going to see. We're going to precept the second Ezra in a minute after we get this out the way. Let's see what it says. Deuteronomy 33, verse 7.
Book of Deuteronomy 33, verse 7. This is the blessing of Yahdah Judah. And he said, hear Yahweh, the voice of Yahdah Judah. Bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him. Be your help to him from his enemy.
Now that's Moses saying that. Now Moses said that. Now how can Moses make a statement like that? Moses must have something on the table in 2 Ezra 14:1-6. Let's see what is Moses saying behind that. That's big talk, which Moses said. He said, Yahdah Judah, hands going to be sufficient to take care of his business. Moses from Levi. Now, how can he make that profound statement? How you understand the Bible? Precept your book. We're going to see. How so? We're going to run 14:1-6. Let's see what it says in 2 Ezra 14:1-6.
Look at 2 Ezra 14. Verse 1-6 reads. 2 Ezra 14. Verse 1. It came to pass upon the third day. I said out an oak, and behold, there came a voice out of a bush over against me, and said, Ezra, Ezra. Verse 2. And I said, here am I, Yahweh. And I stooped, and I stood up upon my feet. Verse 3. Then said he unto me, in the bush I did manifestly reveal myself unto Moses. Talk with him. When my people served in Egypt. Verse 4. And I sent him and led my people out of Egypt, brought him up to the Mount of Sinai, where I held him by me a long season. Verse 5. Told him many wondrous things and showed him the secrets of the times, the end, the commandments, commanded him saying. Verse 6. These words shall thou declare. These shall thou have.
That's big talk, brother Yahdah Israel. You mean Moses was shown the what words you got there? Moses was shown, what's the word you just, you, that's a big word, big three-letter word that Moses was shown you just got through reading. So Moses called that in 33 verse 7. He said, Judah, you're going to be the one to take this business until Yahweh the Son comes. Now we just find out right now why that was said. Moses was shown what in verse 5 and 6?
Look at 2 Ezra 14:5. And I told him many wondrous things, showed him the secrets of the times and the end, and commanded him, saying, these words shall thou declare, these shall thou have.
That big talk about Yahdah Israel. He showed Moses the end. So Moses know that Moses was told the end. So Moses told Yahdah Judah, you're gonna be the one that hold this thing down until you come. Now look it. Now, if the world don't understand that, Moses was shown the end. So guess what? So we on point. The six anointed camps is on point. It got to be Yahdah Judah showing you what you hearing now. And we just got to read it in 14:1-6. Read verse 14:6. One more time, Brother Yahdah Israel. 5 and 6.
Look at 2 Ezra 14. Verse 6 reads. 2 Ezra 14:5. Told him many wondrous things, showed him the secrets of times, the end, commanded him, saying, verse 6, these words shall thou declare, these shall thou have.
Oh, so he had to declare so much, and he got to hide so much. But wait a minute, if he hides so much, what that supposed to mean? We better find out what that's supposed to mean. Back up to 49 verse 1 of Genesis. So Moses is supposed to show just enough, then get out the way. Do his program stop? He was shown to end. But he let Moses show so much. And Moses revealed in 33 verse 7, the one that's going to hold this thing down will be Yahdah Judah. We read that. This verse was pulled from 49 verse 1 of Genesis. Listen at that word called the end. 49 verse 1 of Genesis.
Book of Genesis, 49 verse 1. Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together. I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Ain't that something? Listen on the camp. You the man is saying? Listen, who got the answer to the last days was told. All you got to do is be scrambling. So the only one you supposed to be listening to in the days you're in right now is your God Judah. It is right there. And we read in 8 through 12, didn't we? And he said, I'm going to show you about the end, didn't he? And what is going to be shown to him about the end that we can read in Esther 1:13. What times is he talking about? What's got to be revealed? What can we read in Esther 1:13? Esther 1:13. I don't got to have it now, Brother Yahdai Israel. What have we got written in Esther 1:13? From Esther 1:13. In the book of Esther 1:13, I don't got half of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So you telling me that it got to be a ministry that's using the name. Open up the books. It's telling you about how it's going to be. It's up to you to accept it. But the only one going to be telling it is Yahdai Judah. Look what it says in Esther 1:13. And what they're going to be telling you, let's go read it. Esther 1:13. What it say?
Okay, Esther 1:13. And the king said to the wise men which knew the time. So was the king's manner to all that knew, Torah instruction and judgment.
So all the ones going to be talking in the end, they're going to be telling you about the Torah instruction and the judgment behind it. Tell you, if you don't keep the Torah instruction, this judgment is not going to be in your favor. So a ministry is going to come on the scene, which is already here, called the Six Anointed Camps of Barnesville Jewish Life. They're going to tell you about the Torah instruction and the judgment on it. They're not going to sugarcoat it. They're going to read it for yourself. But he told Moses, you give out so much, Moses, and back away. So do the program stop there? Let's get a few more in that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's go to Daniel, chapter 12. Verse 3, 4, 9, 10, and 13. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, 4, 9, 10, and 13. So what we have found out, so now you got a narrative to figure this out. The only one going to have the answer will be the one that teach you the Torah instruction, about the Torah instruction, and not only that, the judgment on it. Now, what other ministry you know do that? Besides the Six Anointed Camps that teach you Torah instruction, and the judgment gonna come behind it. Yeah, if you don't keep it, you'll get the judgment. You got a good judgment, and you got a bad judgment. It's up to you. But I'm not gonna tell you. It's up to you. Now, we know Moses only can push it so far. Then all of a sudden, Daniel came on the scene. What was told of Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 3, 4, 9, 10, and 13? What was told of him that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, 4, verse 9, and 13 reads.
9 Daniel and 10. You put 10 in there. Just to make it sound good. Drop that 10 in there just to make it sound good.
Okay, Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, 4. verse 9, 10. Verse 13 reads, Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that turn many to righteousness, toward instruction as the stars forever and ever. Verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the word, seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, knowledge shall be increased. Verse 9. He said, go your way, Daniel, and the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Verse 10. He shall be purified and made white, tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Verse 13. But go your way, but go you your way to the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of days.
Or that, I mean, if that don't make you all, if that don't make you, did you hear what the man said? Did you hear what the man said? Or do you got a spirit of, oh, we're not going to read the book of Jasper 23:40-47. He said, hey, Isaac, my son, do you see what I see? He said, yeah, I see a big black man with big black feet sitting in the cloud. You see that? Yeah, I see it. He said, okay, good. He said, my right-hand man, Eliezer, what do you see? He said, I don't see nothing but clouds and mountains. So you know, you ain't ready. He said, my firstborn son, Ismael, the Osama Lincoln man-to-be. He said, what do you see? He said, I see the same thing Eliezer see, clouds and mountains. So he knew then and there. So a lot of people is not going to see that the movement is everybody must get behind the six anointed camps of blessing up to his life. They're going to kick at it. But we understand it. It's written. They ain't going to see it. And he's going to keep on farming around. And Yahweh made it plain in 7:6 there. He made it plain there, Brother Yahweh Israel. What he says in St. John 7:6. They're going to just keep. They're going to keep. Think about old Noah. Tell old Noah, look here. Go and build that big old box that they call an ark. And get everybody up in there and tell them, y'all better get right. Flood coming. And they say, oh, man, you don't know what you're talking about. You building a boat, a box on dry land, you know, so you ain't straight. I see that. But then what happened? And Yahweh shut them in, and they're out there hollering. And that water came up like a flood on their head. Count them out. Everything else, they didn't listen. Same thing we tell you, see, right? We tell you what you got to do, that you can read for yourself. It's up to you. And the time run out. Look what it says over in 7:6 of St. John. What it say?
Look at St. John, chapter 7:6 reads, St. John 7:6. And Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
My. You mean, he said he knew his time, but your time is always ready. You don't know your time. You will study drag your feet up to you. Now, he said, Yahweh said that. Now, remember, we took everybody but the king. Let's find who this king is. We find who the Lamb was. We find out who the Almighty were. Almighty was Yahweh the Son, the Yahweh of Israel. We found out who the Lamb was. The Lamb was the Lamb of Israel. We found out who that is. Now, we're going to find who the king is. And go to 149 in St. John. You mean all that was in that verse, End Time Prophecy 15:3? Yes, it was, see, right. And who brought it out? The six anointed camps of bosses of a true Israelite. We seen all that in that one verse. We seen one man play all three roles. The Almighty Yahweh is Yahweh the Son. The one that created the heaven and earth was Yahweh the Son. The one is your king is Yahweh the Son. One is a lamb, is Yahweh the Son. You see that? There's Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh the Son. But if you can't get to your verses, don't even touch it. If you can't go in there and go to work on it, they're going to laugh you to scorn. If you can't go in the, go in the book and go to work on it. My eyewitness is going to say something about the king. And you tell me, if an eyewitness come before you, what your chances are. 149 of St. John, what it say? St. John 149.
Book of St. John 149. Nathaniel answered and said unto him, Rabbi, you are the son of Yahweh. You are the king of Israel.
You are the son of Yahweh. You are the king of Israel. So now all that is in that one verse, that 15 verse 3. The one that seen Moses, the one that talked to Moses, the one that talked to Abraham. And matter of fact, let's bring you, brother Yahweh Israel. Let's bring that, let's bring it out. That same one that talked to Moses. Aaron and no, he talked to Aaron. He talked to Moses. Is the same one that talked to Moses talked to Abraham. Is Yahweh the Son? And the same one talked to Moses was Yahweh the Son. Let's do that, brother Yahweh Israel, and we'll explain you. We know one thing: you give it all you got, and Yahweh can reward you on giving it all you got, and that's a great thing. Not the point that people cannot read, but they got to have a spirit. The spirit of Israel here. It's a spirit that'll come that he talks about in the book of Job. It's the spirit that's in man that give a man inspiration or a woman inspiration to bring it out. We know when you got it. We'll tell. Let's go and get the last verse in now in St. John chapter 45 to 47. We'll spring you right there, brother Yahweh Israel. What it says in St. John 5:45-47. Let's make sure the same one that met Abraham is the same one that told old Moses and Ezra, is all of them. Same one met him. Let his mouth speak for itself. Let's see what he say. Then we'll read verse 43, and he'll tell you something about himself in verse 43. After read the 45-47, then kick up to verse 43. And that we'll spray you from there, brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
Book of St. John 5:45-47 reads. Book of St. John 5:45. And I think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accused you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Verse 46. But had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Verse 47, if you believe that is right, how shall you believe my words?
Amen. Amen. Verse
43, I'm coming in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
The man said, he said, and guess what? When I came in my Father's name. And if another come in their name, you're going to receive Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha. You're going to receive all these names. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about these names after we sprain Brother Yahweh Israel. Brother Yahweh Israel, until we get back on it Wednesday night. And what's your closing statement behind that? You on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The way it's rolling out, see Israel. See right. Great work, King, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, one thing about it, we'll cover a pretty good base of information. And we still got plenty more information to tell you. The one thing about it is we're going on and on and on and on. And that's the key to it, see right. I remember one of the members of the Six and on the Camp said to me, say, hey, old seer, why don't you put a tape on every now and then? I said, why should I do that? Oh, should I put a tape on? Well, Yahuwah, he'll give you something that bears the same out. So I know you're not going to tell me to put no tape on. Now, I might listen to the tape afterwards. But, see, you got to trust in Yahuwah for that very same hour. He'll give you something to say. You don't know. You have passed it in that very same hour. He'll tell you what he wants to put on tape. So now if you put a tape on, then you say you don't trust your Yahuwah. Don't put a tape on, Bob. He'll give you something in that very same hour. And we'll leave it like that. And we're going to bring an IL in. He'll tell you about this broadcast and all the good stuff about it and everything you need to know. He's found it been strong to tell you something. So we're going to find him and bring him in. So we're going to find our elder and bring him in. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah give you a seat right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see you Israel, see you Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
We ran our course for a minute, and we looked at a memo that came out of Jamaica saying all the big dignitaries over there from Bob Marley and Marcus Garvey and the Monster, the Rastafaris, and the Maroons, they all Rastafarians. They all use the word called one love. So we went at that one love and we took at that one love in grand style, hopefully. But right now, they understand the one love is the Bible and who wrote the Bible and who he dictated to. That's the key to that one love. But whatever you got to bring to the table, Yahuwah, I put on you. Take your time now. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. It's been a busy day for us all, and usually in the word of Yahuwah, it's a continuing working process for us all that use the word of Yahuwah. Because many people, they have a tendency to say, I read the Bible, just like I've said a few times before. I got my favorite verses that I read. But they find out they have to read the Bible, not their favorite scriptures. They've forgotten the protocol of the Bible, where this word actually came from, how the word was given. And basically, this is what you had spoke on earlier. But in actual words, the protocol of the Bible is how the word came from the Father, Yahuwah the Father, to Yahuwah the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to the elders to be ministered unto the people that need this word. Because Yahuwah the Son himself said something similar to that in St. John chapter 14, verse number 6. Yahuwah the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And many people have forgotten that because you hear them screaming out, I go straight to Yahuwah the Father myself. They're going to go past the protocol. They've forgotten that the entranceway to righteousness is a very narrow place. And you can fall off on either side if you venture in the wrong path. I told you that in Matthew's chapter 7, verse number 13. What did that say? 13 says, enter ye at the gate, straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth into destruction. And many there be which go thereat. So you want to keep that gate narrow, as it told us in 2 Esther, so that you can make sure you get there when you're supposed to get there. If we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know we have a lot of people out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. I run into that almost every day. An overly loud bump the comes contest for the righteous learning. You know what that does? If you're wrong when you're talking to the person to hear you, okay, he know you're wrong. But now when you get real loud, everybody knows that you're wrong besides that person, and you're still wrong. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending Yahuwah's ministry. which come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's words, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do all this because this is what you have knocked for, and you came to seek and have to look no further, because you found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you see this big line, right under that line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to Leviticus 27:30 and Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah life. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, check our calendar. That'll help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. We also have a live program. To use this, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first to use is Tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. The second is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions on the biblical subject answers or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, and that can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs that you would like. Now, for those who have missed the beginning of our program, catch the entire show today at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note. After and during the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program now on Cal Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. And online to answer any on-the-table topics, what we discuss will be over Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, as I've said many times before, it should be in the back of your minds. When you're trying to learn the scriptures and keep Yahuwah in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. So at this time, so we don't miss that glory, I'll turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the El Nao veteran. We looking forward to hearing on that blog talk, path talk, and we give some more. And like I said, again, when the seer just come on that broadcast, you only do one thing, take notes. He ain't got jack to say. But he got to tell you one thing. You know, first of all, you got to get past the hill. And until that happens, I can be your best supporter. Like I said again, because I'm all about one thing. If we get this word right, Yahuwah will intervene. Keep saying fear. If they get this word right, I will intervene. But they got to have that spirit in them. And that's talked about in the 11th chapter. He said, Moses, I'm going to come down, Moses, and take that same spirit that's on you, Moses, and I'm going to put it on them. So you won't have a different spirit. You have the same spirit the Osir got. That's what he says in the 11th chapter. Huh? What you mean, where's that WCC? See, you know, I cut you off yesterday. I cut you off now. I know. If you want to, do what you want to. But I'll show you where it's at. In the 11th chapter. Spirit you got to have on your 11th chapter. Let's see. Verse 17. 11:17. And I will come down and take with thee there. Talk with thee there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon you, Moses, and will put it upon them, Moses, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, Moses, that thou bear it not alone. See, it right there. Then you precept that over 24 and see what Moses did right away. And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahuwah. And the elders were sitting all around about 25. And Yahuwah came down. Watch what he do. And spake unto Moses. And took the spirit that was upon Moses. And gave to the 70 elders. Yeah. That's how it works, Leroy. So you think you have another spirit and be in the same ministry? It's not of Yahuwah. You gotta reflect the spirit of the seer. There's right there. So if you got that spirit, we'll know it. We'll know it. Because it's aligned with the Bible. But you know what? What's the best part of these broadcasts come on? It's when the mothers come on. When the mothers get in the microphone, sometimes they read verses and sometimes they talk to you straight up. It's all depending what spirit is on them, to tell you. And we're going to find out. And that's the best part of this broadcast 3 hours. When the mothers get in the microphone and tell you exactly what you need to know that was put on them to tell you. Do you have an ear to hear? We'll find out. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, a loud voice you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yah God Judah. Yahweh BJC race.
Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, or royal see. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, you know, the audience is packed jamming. The world is listening. So, Mother, all we want to know one thing to this national audience. They got an ear to hear. The Mother got something to tell y'all. Would y'all listen and pay attention and take notes? Mother Z, you on the clock. Come on.
I would like to read tonight for the national audience about when Yahuwah began to go out and gather the 12 apostles. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 4, starting at starting at verse 18. Wait a minute. Maybe I'll start at 17. But from that time, Yahweh began to teach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 18, and Yahweh walked by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. But they were fishing. Verse 19, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. Verse 20, and they straightway left their net and followed him. Verse 21, and going on from thus, he saw other two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father. They cast their nets. And he called them, verse 22, and they immediately left the ship and they and their father and followed him. Verse 22, and Yahweh went about all Galilee teaching in the temple, teaching the covenant of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. Verse 24, and he went through all Samaria. I can't say that. Yes, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diseases and tormented, and they which were possessed with devils, and those which were ill, and those that had the and he healed them. Verse 25, and they followed him a great, and there followed him a great multitude of people from Galilee and from Judah and from the Bay of Jordan. And this is talking about when he was gathering the 12 apostles. And we know there's 12 tribes of Israel. And he gathered 12 apostles to follow him. And this is what I would like to say to the national audience tonight. And just say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Well, that's excellent on your part there, Mother B. And let me get a precept in that. Maybe we'll go look for some more mothers on the podcast. Well, see, one thing about it, what we fail to realize the power of Yahweh. Sometimes you don't know why you do what you do. And Moses is at the crossroads of the same thing. Let's see what happened with Moses. We go on to Exodus chapter 4. And let me get a precept. And verse 10. Exodus 4, verse 10. Let's listen to this conversation right here. And Moses said unto the four-letter man, Yahweh, Oh, my Yahuwah, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thee thy servant. But I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. Then look what Yahuwah said, verse 11. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, who have made man's mouth? Or who have made the dumb of the blind, the see, the deaf, the blind? Have not I, Yahuwah? Here he said, 12. Now therefore, go, I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shouldst say. You see that, see, right? And that's what we're saying, see, right? It's not the point about what you, how eloquent you can put out something. If your mind right in Yahuwah understands what I'm saying. I'm the one made your mouth. You just get in there and do what I tell you to do and be all right. So when the Moses come on the broadcast, they up on the YHWH. And they give it all they got in Yahuwah. And guess what? They will be the one before you will. You're the one that love to backbite, murmur, and complain. You will be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire and the one that he gave the opportunity. If I can get in there, I do the best I can. And that's what it's all about, Steve. When you do the best you can and just say it's Yahuwah, you will be rewarded like Cornelius did in the 10th chapter. He's a Cornelius, we hear you. Not only you praying, but you pay your tithes, free will offering, donations. He said, you know what? Your remorse has came up to me. Now I'm going to tell you what you got to do. And so that was all about, Steve Ray. Get in where you fit in at. Whatever Yahuwah put on you, get in there and do it. Because he the one made man's mouth. He the one got man can do whatever he want to do. But you want to make sure you're doing it like Bob Marley them said, one love and one love. And we found what that one love is in the early part of the lesson. That one love is keeping that Torah instruction. That means you ain't hiding behind the curtain. You're doing Yahuwah's will because you never know when you're going to be shut down. So you better go out in Yahuwah, not go in with your personal evil. All right, good enough. Now we're going to find another mother out of Camp 1. So when you meet the mother out of Camp 1, and this is the best part of the broadcast. Because one thing about it, these mothers that come on these broadcasts, they for real on what they put to the table. Our spirit is so messed up that we don't even know what's real and what's not. You hear mothers that's real that come and try to save you from what you're going through and can help you if you listen. Mother Z, Mother E, tribe of Yahuwah Judah, Mother E. Yahuwah bless you, that's Steve Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, Steve Israel, or Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mother E. Now, Mother E, this audience is very packed. They all over the country. And they want to hear what the mother got to say and what Yahuwah put on her to say. So get in that microphone and tell the national audience what the Almighty put on you to tell them. You're on the clock tonight.
Oh, well. I'd just like to read a little bit about what Yahuwah did for Israel. And I'm going to read a number of chapter 6. I'm going to start at verse 22, and it says, and the Yahuwah speak unto Moses, saying,
this one here.
And Yahuwah speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Yahuwah bless thee and keep thee. Verse 25, the Yahuwah maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Yahuwah lifteth up his countenance unto thee and give thee peace, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 43, verse 6 and 7. And it reads, I will say unto the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my greatness. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Well, Yahweh, we should be thankful that Yahweh give up his name, because all the other nations he could have chosen, but he chose us. And we should be thankful that he give us his name. And he said that his name, we would be blessed if we tell his name. So I'm thankful that he give me the name Israel. And I like that to the audience. Be thankful for Yahweh give you that name Israel. And he is a blessing to us, because he chose us above all other nations. And we should be thankful that he chose us and give us his name. You know, because the name of Yahweh means something. Because in one verse I read, it said that if we got the name of Yahweh, other nations would be afraid of you if you had that name. So I'm thankful for Yahweh's name. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That was excellent. You know, that was excellent, Molly. You know, that's very important. Now, you know, I'm going to piggyback on some of that. See, we don't know the importance of this name. We don't know this, what this name carry, and we just going to keep bumming around with this name. Or we going to be, you know, keep bumming around with this name. This man gave you the keys to get his attention, and we chose not to do that. Matter of fact, let's get a couple of verses in that, Mother E, on that. Let's run and see if we can get some prophecy on something. Let's see what he says, and let me piggyback on a little bit of that. Here, Yahweh, let's piggyback on a little. Let's run to 32, verse 26 and 31. Deuteronomy 32, verse 26 down to verse 31. Listen what he got written in his Bible. See, when we come on this network, we know him of two-thirds gonna make it according to 13, verse 8. Of that right? But Mother just got through reading the one that have the name. That's the one gonna be saved. Before you don't have the name. Let's find out. Let's see what he told Moses way back there in the 1400s and 32, 26 to 31. Deuteronomy 32, verse 26. And take it on to verse 31. Let's see what he said there, Mother E, you on the clock, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 26 to 31. Verse 26, I said, I will gather them unto corners. I will make the remembrance of them to see from among men. Verse 27.
Hold that point right there. Read that again, Mother. I mean, you just dropped a bombshell. Read that again. He's telling Moses what in verse 26?
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26. I said, I would scatter them, Israel, into corners. I would make the remembrance of them, Israel, to see from among men.
He said, I'm going to scatter them. That's good right there. That's where it's at, Mother. I'm going to scatter them into corners. He said, Moses, I'm going to make the remembrance of them to cease among from among me. Mm-hmm. Moses said, Yahweh, these people know who they are. But so we remember in 2nd Ezra 14, he showed Moses the end. He wasn't talking about the children of Israel that was there. He was talking about mm-hmm. the ones that in the clock now. So you see how powerful this book is, this precept that right there. Let's go to 28, verse 37, same book. Let's rub it that, Mo. Let's rub it that a little bit. Let's run to 28, verse number 37 of Deuteronomy. Let's work with that. Just what you said. Yeah, we're going to work with just what you're working with. 32:37 says what? Deuteronomy 28:37. 28:37. Let's drop that down.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 37. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Yahweh shall lead thee.
Again, he said, you're going to be an astonishment. So what are the people you're talking about? They're going to be an astonishment and a proverb and a byword among all nations that he's going to lead you. Now, what he says in 28 verse 15. Now, let's work with that, Mo. You dropped a bombshell on this national audience. Let's work at that in verse 15. Deuteronomy 28:15.
Get back there. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe to do all his Torah instructions and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
He said, if you don't listen, all these curses gonna come upon thee. Mm-hmm. What curses is he talking about gonna happen to you in verse 25? What is he talking about that we can read there, Mother? That we can read. He said, all these curses. Now, look into the mirror and just imagine who fits up under this. He said, now, if you don't listen to me, all these curses are just going to come up on you. Now, before you read that, read verse 29. Let's find out. Let's find out why these curses can come on you. Read verse 59. We come back to verse 25. Let's find out. He said, Mr. Spirit said, okay, see, that sounds pretty good. But why don't you drop 59 down first? Then come back to 25. What do 59 say there, Mother E?
Deuteronomy 28:59.
Yeah, make it 59. Yeah, 28:59. Okay.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 59. Then the Yahweh will make thy pledge wonderful, and the pledges of thy seed even greater pledges, and of long continence, and sore sickness, and of a long continence.
Give me a little bit more. He said, I'm going to make your, he said, plagues.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to make your plagues wonderful. I mean, continuous sickness. You always got to go see Doc Cook. You say you always going to be in a, where with people's ears, you say always going to be in a position to got to go see old Doc Cook. Is that what he's going to do? He say going to make it wonderful on them.
Mm-hmm.
Back up to verse 58. Let's find out why. Why is you going to make it so wonderful on the children of what we're talking about? Why? Why it's going to be so wonderful, plagues on them? We read that in 59. Let's find out why in verse number 58.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this Torah instruction that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the greatness and fearful name, the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah.
What is he saying? Mother, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm going to make the plagues on you wonderful. You have sore sickness. You are always going to be disembobulated. All because of what reason? Because you don't fear the name of this mighty name, glorious name, the fear of the name of who? Of who? What name you got to fear that we can read that, Mother E?
The name, fearful, the name, the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
Hey, that's up. You mean that name, he wants you to make sure that name is on the tape. He says, you don't fear this name, YHWH. Verse 59, then the four-letter man will make thy plague wonderful, and the plague of thy seed, your family members, will plague, and of long continuousness of sore sickness, and long continuously. You see the man saying, he said, that's how important this man's name is. And you have a tendency to call him every other name than the four letters. And then you want to know why you all got to be seeing Dr. Cook. Why you a diabetic, you got high blood pressure, tricky knees and everything that's running all over the place. They just right there. They tell you how to walk, talk, and everything else, but you chose to do it your way. And there's right there. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little bit more on that. Now, we ain't got a name on people he's talking about. But you know what? I bet we found a name. He said, now, back up to 25. So it's all about the name. You got to have the name and it's programmed together. Now, look what he said in verse 25. 28. 28, 25. Look, let's see what he say about the name. Let's see what he say he gonna do to you if you ain't got his name right. And 28:25 of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25 reads, Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemy. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways for them and shall be removed unto all the kingdom of the earth.
Again, he said, if you don't champion his name and his program on table, he said, Moses, tell them that they're going to be removed and scattered to all the kingdoms of the earth. So you thought you got there by somebody being stronger than you. No, that ain't what happened. It was already prophesied for Moses came. What will happen? There's precept at the 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And they keep telling you on and on and on the same thing. But we're not paying no mind. We're not going to keep no feast day, no Sabbath day, we have no fringes. We're not going to be just as Yahuwah, one accord. We can continue to do our thing until your time runs out. So he told your people, so I'm going to tell them I'm going to do this to them. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 29 to verse 22. Let's get some more. Let's get some more there, Mo. Let's get a little bit more. 2 Chronicles 7, 20 to 22 says what?
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 20 to 22. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 20. Then I will pluck them up by the root out of my land, which I have given them, and this family which I have scattered, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations.
That's enough right there. Here's the man saying, so this was rehearsing the rights of that way back in Moses day. If this people don't pay me no never mind and champion my mighty name and keep the covenant I got written, I'm going to scatter them well and all nations. You think you in all nations because you just, somebody was stronger than you? No, Yahweh is telling you. You will remain in all nations until you understand what this book is saying. All nations, you're going to be on, and we ain't put a name on you yet. But I'll tell you one thing, we're working on it. Amos, chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Let's see if we start putting a name on who going to be in every nation upon the sun, and you think you there because somebody I'm taking you somewhere. No, this is the hand of Yahweh. This is too perfect. This is already told what's going to happen to you and why it's going to happen to you. Amos chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Listen good, Mother E. You're doing excellent. Come on. Bring a little bit more. Come on.
Amos chapter 9, verses 9 and verse 10. Below, I will come, and I will filter the house of the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted and is sifted. It shall not be meat grain fall upon the earth. Verse 10. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
That, so you thinking you can just move somewhere and hide behind a corner somewhere and it ain't going to come up on you? So no, that ain't happening. If it ain't happening, you can't run away from it. If you know you're through this book, you just put a name on it. Because I don't care where you at, Israel. If you ain't got me right, I'm going to get you. There it is right there. He said, I'm going to get you wherever you think you at. I don't care if you go to Ezra. We ain't going to EZRA when Micaiah told, his daughter. He's going to tell you something. Because you up in the big house, that don't mean the drum ain't going to drop on you too. Keep on hiding behind that curtain. You Israel, you don't hear the message what the mother put on the table. And then when these drummers hit you, you can't say you didn't hear it. He's saying, if you Israel and you ain't got me right, I'm going to get you. And that's what he said right here. And read Amos again, 9, 9, and 10 one more time to make sure he's talking to Israel. So I don't care where you at. One of the mothers in the neighborhood say, he said, Mom, you know we are made it now, Mom. We can go and be bump shoulder with the other 17 nations. But brother, you Israel. And when that brother said that, he was just the most valuable player of the basketball league and everything else, NBA. And after he said all that, what he gonna do now, we are made it, Mom. That brother had more injuries on his body than any man in professional basketball. That brother had more injuries in his body for saying he will lead the community and now we are made it. I can say, sure, we are made it now. And that brother playing in the NBA right now, he out with another injury on his ankle right now. That brother had more injuries for getting away from his brother than anybody in the NBA today. So you know what we're talking about if you do your homework. You can't, if you Israel, these plays going to hit you until you do what this man tell you do in this book. So mother brought out an excellent point. Now come on back to Amos 9, 9 and 10 again.
Look at Amos chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 10. verse 9. For lo, I will command, and I will sift up the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sifter. There is not one least grain fall upon the earth. Verse 10. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
Ain't that the, you the man say? Well, you know, I ain't got to hang around that community. I go somewhere else. Okay, good. What y'all about to say? I'm going to get you. You Israel, I'm going to get you. That's what he says in the book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 12. And he's going to tell you something else. Let's see what he say. That was an excellent point you brought out. So, hey, that's how you just play it by ear. And Yahweh, taking the rest away. Let's go to the book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua, 7, verse 12. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said in 7, verse 12.
Book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua, chapter 7. Verse 12 reads, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their back before their enemies, because they were cursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accuser from among you.
The curse among you. He said, I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. He said, I'm not with you anymore until you destroy the cursed things that are among you. You know what makes you a curse? You got two types of people in the Bible, a covenant keeper and a non-covenant keeper. If you're not keeping the covenant, you are under this curse. If you're keeping the covenant, you're not up under this curse. So look in the mirror and tell me who's he talking to. And he said, I don't care if you can find your $10. I'm not with you anymore. Because I gave you rules and regulations that you ain't following. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:18. Let's get some more. Jeremiah 29:18. This is what this man is saying. Jeremiah 29:18. Then you wonder what happened. You take five steps up and always something happens. You wonder what happened. Hey, you hear now what's happening. You're trying to run away. You try to be like Jonah. You're trying to run away from something. You can't run away from Yahweh. You've been chosen, like Mother said. You've been chosen to carry his name and to show his mercy to the other nation. You chose to sit on the fence and get like them. You see the man's name? Let's see what he says in Jeremiah 29:18.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 18. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment and a hissing and a report among all nations, whether I have driven them.
And you wonder why they don't nobody like you, Mom. Yahweh, I put the spirit in. You put your mink coat on, you put your long collar together and everything, and they still look at you like you are dang to see you. And you can't figure out, I'm all right. I graduated out of college. I can quote the Greeks and I can quote the English with the best of them. You still Israel. Ain't you still Israel? The cousin's going to follow you all the way until you get Yahweh right. He don't care. I don't care where you move to. what you do, the curse is going to follow you until you get him right. That is right here. He said the curse is going to be upon you and every nation upon the sun. So where do you see Israel at? You're part of this curse. Okay? Let's get some more. Let's go to the 11th chapter, verse 3 of Jeremiah. Look at a little bit more. All that happened again. So we're telling you what time it is. See, I want all of James 5:20 as I can get. Is if you ever convert a soul from their wicked ways, it's how a multitude of your wicked ways. And I know I got many. But if I can put somebody on the right track, take a look at this book again, and then they it get all right, then I say, yeah, well, at least I came on that way 6 nights a week. I get to the hall. He said, but you know you put a low down on sin. Yeah, I know. I know I'm low down. But come on through. See? Come on through. Because you told them what I'm going to do to them, that they can read for themselves. Let's see what it says over here in 11 verse 3 of Jeremiah.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse 3. And say thou unto them, thus said the Yahweh of Israel, curse be the man or woman that obeyeth not the word.
You hear man saying? You curse if you don't obey the words of the covenant. You hear the man saying? Jeremiah was raised from the womb in 1:4 verse 5. We ain't going to read. You curse when you don't obey the words of the covenant. Is that what the man just said? Malachi chapter 3. Pick at verse 7 down to verse 12. He's saying, listen, if you don't obey what he got written in his Bible, you up under a curse. You might have your $10. You might stay in the picket fence and everything. But Yahweh said, you up under a curse because you've been chosen to take care of his business first. Look what he said. Never count three. 7 down to verse 12. Listen good.
Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Verse 7. Even from the day of your father, you are gone away from my orders and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein shall we rob thee? In tithe and offering. Verse 9. Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have rob me, even this whole place. Verse 10. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now, wherewith, said the Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer of your sake, for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12. All nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Yahweh of hosts.
He says your blessing don't come until you got him right. You might be running, skinning, grinning, doing what you want to do, but you ain't received the blessing you got coming until you got him right. And how you get him right? What do we say in this book? Do you know over in 27th chapter that was pulled and verse number 8 and 26. Deuteronomy 27, verse 8 and 26. That verse is full.
Deuteronomy
27. Yeah. What do it say is in verse 8 and 26? Let me tell you something, see right here. Every Israelite need a place to come and get number one instruction. Land, school, and banquet hall. Yahweh's beauty is the only one that can teach this thing. Yahweh told you what he wants you to do. It's up to you to do what he tells you to do. Your salvation on the line. Take heed what he's saying. Land, school, banquet hall. All the Israelites around the world, they come get their instruction from voices of the true Israelites on how to get salvation through his name. Look what it says in 27. Pick it up at verse 8 and 26.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 8 and verse 26. Verse 8. And thou shalt write upon all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly. Verse 26. Curse be he that confirm not all the words of this Torah instruction to do them. And all the people shall say, Hallelujah.
He said, you're cursed. If you don't do what's written in this book, you're upon a curse. And the people said, Hallelujah, mean, so be it, so be it. So that's our job to tell you exactly where you stand. You might be sitting with a pocket full of money, big pretty car and everything else. Fine heat blowing real good and ran back. But Yahweh said you're upon a curse. Let's go to Ezekiel 22. Take it out of verse 25 to 29. Ezekiel 22, 25 to 29. So I was actually part of the brother of I don't care what state are you in. I ain't around nobody look like me. Okay, you still upon a curse. That brother played basketball. When he told us on the national order, Mama, we can go now. From that next year on, that brother can't keep an injury off of him. He can't. Every time he walk, an injury jump on him. He had a brother class do the same thing. I wanted to count. He said, "Hey, Seal, I won't be a teacher." I said, "Brother, you got a calling on you. What you trying to do? You trying to please the people?" And that brother said he didn't want to be a teacher no more. That brother right now, he can't figure out what's going on. You can't bag away from Yahweh. Why you got to run to this man? You can't bag away from him. You got to run to him. Ask the brother to play basketball. When he made that statement, I said, wow. Mom, we made it, Mom. Okay. Ezekiel 22, 25 to 29. We catch you all wins tonight, Mr. Mo. Yeah, what did it say? 22, verse 25, 29. Be back on that way, wins.
Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 25 to 29. Verse 25 reads, there is a conspiracy of her prophecy in the midst thereof. Like a roaring lion, ravishing, they have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Verse 26. Her creatures have violated my Torah instructions and have performed my righteous, profaned my righteous fame. They have put no difference between the righteous and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath. and I am profaned among them. Verse 27. In the midst thereof are like wolves, ravishing the prey, to shed blood and to distort foes, people, to get dishonor gained. Verse 28. And her prophecies have doubled them with untempered martyr and seeing vanity and divine lies unto them, saying, thus said the Yahweh, when the Yahweh had not spoken. Verse 29. The people of the land have used oppression and exercise robbery, and have vexed the poor and meek.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in verse 26 again?
Verse 26. Her priests, her pastors have violated my Torah instruction and have profaned my righteous things. They have put no difference between the righteous and profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them.
And so they won't wear fringes, they won't keep the Sabbath day. They won't keep the feast day. They won't pay their tithes, pay with an offering. And you'll hid your way from my Sabbath. And look what he says in Jeremiah 5, verse 7. Look what he says here in Jeremiah 5, 7. He said, all these things is against you. And you calling on my name? YHWH. Look what the man says in Jeremiah 5, 7 behind that. Jeremiah 5, 7.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 7, read. Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 7. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no Yahweh. When I had fed them to the fullest, they then committed adultery and assemble themselves by truth in the harlot house.
He said, how can I pardon you for this? He said, how can I pardon you for this, Israel? You over there now, you in churches, and you in Islamic churches, you in... He said, how can I pardon you for it? He said, I can't pardon you for what you're doing. You profane my Sabbath days. You're not wearing no fringes. Read verse 7 again. Settle down in verse 9. Look what the man said in verse 7.
You say go to 9.
Yeah, read 7 again. Look what he said in verse 7.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 7. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no Yahwahs, false Yahwahs. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by truth in the harlot houses.
He said, the adultery is talking about is 1 John 3:3-4. This is adultery he's talking about. You think he's talking about between the sheets? No. No, he ain't talking about that. Huh? He's talking about 1 John 3:3-4. Right side of the book, 1 John 3:3-4. Look at WCC say. See how you notice that you're going overtime? we want to catch you in something. I ain't worried about you catching me in nothing, WCC, because all we're going to do is give you the book. You have to broadcast wherever you get money. No, that's on you. But all you're going to hear is thus says Yahweh. What you're going to catch me in is the most thus says Yahweh. 1 John 3:3-4. Mother, what does it say?
1 John 3:3-4. And every man that hath this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgress also the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
He said, whosoever commits sin is of. See, you commit sin, you break him what the man got written about. So you see the man saying? Let's go to 1 John 3 behind that and read verse 8. Let me show what this man got written. He got something written in 1 John 3:8 behind that. See, Reyes, you know, the WCC said they're going to catch those saying something because they're going to keep his microphone on. But I'm telling you something, see, Reyes, all we're going to do is give you a big belly full of dust as Yahweh. But look what he says here in 1 John, right side of book 3, verse 8. See, you got to be clear what you're doing.
First John 3:8. He that committed sin is of the devil, but the devil sinned from the beginning. For this
Read that again, Emma. What did you just got to read?
1 John 3:8. He that committed sin is of the devil, but the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifested that he might destroy the work of the devil.
Yeah. Mo, read that one more time. You mean when you not keeping the Sabbath day, not wearing a fringe, not doing thus as Yahweh, you sin against Yahweh. You of the what? That we can read that again one more time, mother. 1 John 3:8.
He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm. Let's precept that to Proverbs 8:36. So when you commit the sin, not keeping the Sabbath day, not thus says in Yahweh, gather yourself together, O nation not desired. He says, now what he says, quoting John, you is of the devil. We just got to read 3:8. Look what he told. In Proverbs 3:36.
Proverbs 8:36.
Well, make it 8:36. I don't got half again there, mother. Look at WCC. Keep talking, fear. Keep talking. We gonna catch you in something.
The book of Proverbs 8:36 reads. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 8:36. But he that sinneth against me ruineth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
What? What did you got to read, mother? Read that again.
Proverbs